Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cotton Nash. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Perry, and towards Quilici, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Cotton Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nash scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 1 in the game. Christian hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allison moves to second. One out. Cotton Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nash strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Cotton Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-2 in the game. Quilici hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick pinch hits for Jim Perry. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Cott now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann strikes out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0-for-2 in the game. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nash scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-2 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Tommy John. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to third. Noop moves to second. Jose Ortiz pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Noop scores. Ortiz moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander pinch hits for Bob Allison. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles pinch hits for George Mittewald. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Holt pinch hits for Cotton Nash. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 3 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Ullander now playing center field. Greg Nettles now playing left field. Jim Holt now playing first base. Rick Dempsey now catching. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 3 in the game. Christian takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to second. Ted Ullander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ullander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dempsey scores. Killebrew moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.